With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The House has voted to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was successful in his efforts to keep the legislation on track for passage in spite of opposition from some House conservatives. The Senate will act next on the legislation ahead of Friday's shutdown deadline. Also at SRNNews.com, tens of thousands of supporters of Israel have rallied in Washington.
Supporters of Israel gathered by the tens of thousands on the National Mall under heavy security, voicing solidarity in the fight against Hamas and crying never again. The March for Israel offered a bipartisan endorsement of Israel as criticism has intensified over the offensive in Gaza set off by the bloody October 7th Hamas attack. Rabbi Mendel Silberstein traveled from suburban New York.
There's a great awakening happening among the Jewish people to support Israel, to support the Jewish cause, to fight anti-Semitism.
Speakers at the rally included congressional leaders and Israel's president. Norman Hall, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military released footage showing what it said were Hamas facilities below Gaza's main children's hospital, prompting sharp denials from Palestinian health officials. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. has intelligence that the terrorists in Gaza are sheltering in hospitals.
We have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
The Israeli military has seized broader control of northern Gaza, including capturing the territory's legislature building and its police headquarters. This is SRN News. A Christian ministry steps up for Israel.
When Hamas launched its October 7th attack, it targeted first responders, killing a number of paramedics and destroying their ambulances. Samaritan's Purse says it will provide Israel with 14 new ambulances to replace the ones the terrorists burned or blew up. Ministry President Franklin Graham says, quote, innocent families are suffering in Israel and Gaza as the result of the war, and many lives have been lost because they haven't been able to reach medical care fast enough. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christmas wars are heating up. Christian legal groups are preparing what's become an annual storm of lawsuits challenging the display of nativity scenes across the nation. The Freedom From Religion Foundation and other groups spend much of November and December trying to scrub America's Christians' Christmas celebrations of any imagery representing the real reason for the season. This is SRN News. An arrest has been made following the death of a former NHL forward playing overseas. Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Police in England arrested a man Tuesday on suspicion of manslaughter in the death of American ice hockey player Adam Johnson, whose neck was cut by a skate during a game. South Yorkshire police did not name the suspect or provide his age. He was in police custody. The 29-year-old Johnson was playing for the Nottingham Panthers against the Sheffield Steelers on October 28th when he was struck by an opponent's skate blade in the Elite Ice Hockey League game. 31-year-old Matt Petgrave, who plays for Sheffield, was the other player involved in the grisly incident. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The San Diego Padres say owner Peter Seidler has died. He was 63. Seidler poured hundreds of millions of dollars into trying to bring a World Series championship to San Diego. He didn't succeed. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.